I must admit, I am going a little bit soft. Going a little bit soft on the concept of a bride day. Of course, I was one of those people saying, no, it's not bride day. We celebrate the diversity and the culture and the heritage of this country, and we should not sully it with crush commercialism like bride day. I've grown soft in my years. Just noting what a sense of community and family does and the benefits it brings to communities and South Africans. And a friend of mine was telling me that in the street where he lives, doesn't live in one of the leafy suburbs of the city. And he says that there's 3 days a year where things are quiet. I mean, I talk about things being quiet. I'm talking about there's peace. There's no shooting. There's no violence. Very little robbing. Says there are 3 days where that happens. One of those days is Eid. Another one of those days is Christmas. And this is another one of those days is Heritage Day. What South Africans have come to call Bride Day. And he says on his particular street, the people bring out their galleys. They bring out their grids. They're sitting on their pavements. They're having a jollification of the time. And he says there is a sense of community. He says it's neighbors who greet each other from across the street. And he says that is something that we share. And what is heritage and culture but things that we share? I'm still not buying a Bride Day cookbook, but I can say that there is a sense of community in the area where I live, which is pretty diverse in its demographic makeup. That if I'm standing in the Pick n Pay or the Checkers or the Woolworths and I'm buying a last minute bag of charcoal, or I'm buying an extra packet of wors, that I see South Africans, and more than just South Africans, I see migrants as well, standing in that queue, sharing in this common heritage, this common culture, this common pastime of standing around a braai with family and friends and neighbors. And I think that is great. Because what is South African heritage anyway? What is a South African culture anyway? We are all the sum of our many, many parts. We're all the children of so many influences. Whether you're Khoi or San or indigenous black South African, whether your family or your roots came here forcibly through slavery, whether it was through indentured labor, whether it was a family or a family line that decided to choose the southern tip of Africa for where they want to call home, whether it be during the 1600s and 1700s, whether you arrived here in 1980, whether you arrived here after 1994 as an African migrant looking to call this part of the world home, seeking a better life. And we're all the sum of those parts. And I think it's absolutely wonderful that then we celebrate this under a big banner of heritage and culture. Because what rather interests me is the heritage and culture that we can share, and less of what separates everything from the way we dress to the way we socialize. I'm interested also in the evolution of food as history and our culture and our heritage, taking what was given down to us and changing how it evolves. And I often have to call out claims of appropriation. No, you're appropriating Cape culture or Cape colored culture when you want to change a Gatsby. Isn't that what food is? Food is a representation of our changing society. Food is a representation of how we change and integrate and become more diverse. And I think that is very, very, very inspirational. As a South African, of how we are taking people from all different parts of the world, people who are from Cape Town, who are from South Africa, indigenously, and we're all just changing. And I often marvel, and when I used to live in close to the CBD in parts of Woodstock and Salt River, and I would decide, let me take a walk down to Salt River Circle or go down to the main road, go down to the Balmoral store in Woodstock, and I would see groups of school children walk up the road and pass me. And these children would clearly be the children of migrants. They would clearly be the children of African migrants to South Africa. But when you walk past them, they don't sound like their parents. They sound like they're from Cape Town. If I were to close my eyes, I would not know who this child was. And I think that is absolutely the beauty of this particular city, of not having a homogenous identity, a Cape Town identity, but a shared identity, a shared experience, whether it is going to your nearby auntie on a Sunday morning to get kusisters, or whether it is sharing in a braai, or whether we can all say awe masakant, or yeah, you know, brew. And we throw in some isiXhosa as well. I think that is absolutely great. And I think that is what we should be celebrating on a Heritage Day. Things that we share, of course. We are unique in sometimes of our own personal experiences. But I think it is ultimately a day that we share. And whether that be in how I smell my neighbor's braai, or I see a neighbor or someone in my community during a line at a pay point, getting that last minute charcoal or a chop or a wors, or whether it's when I drop my kid at play a school at creche in the morning and I see all the kids in all the very various ranges of the South African flag and what we would consider traditional dress. I think that's absolutely beautiful, and it's something that we all share. So I would like you to reflect on what heritage means to you, whether your heritage comes from over the seas as a family who had chosen to settle here, whether you call your heritage as someone, as a descendant of someone who was brought here forcibly, whether your heritage is whether someone who's been here for millennia. But then what is the commonality that we share? 021-446-0567. You can drop me a WhatsApp. 072-567-1567.